Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Mimi. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's so nice to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an author, and I also research. I'm probably best known for writing historical romances, but I also write historical nonfiction books and a lot of research articles, mainly on the 19th century. And in the 19th century, I would say I tend to focus more on the Victorian era than the Regency.
I love this. And so what fascinates you about the Victorian era? You know, because
it was
a lot of work. So
it was a long period. It was 1837 to 1901. So it's a lot of time to play with. And during that period, there was so much change. And I think that's the main thing that fascinates me, is there was change just on every front. Technology, medicine, social change, class mobility, to the extent that classes could be mobile in the Victorian era. And there was a lot of change in women's roles and how women were perceived and what they expected of life and what they were willing to accept and the rules they decided to break and how they decided to, push boundaries. Mm-hmm. And in every regard, you know, not just in the home or work or school, but even through fashion. So all of it is fascinating to me.
So speaking of fashion, the Siren Sussex, tell us a little about it, because there's like a little bit of fashion in it.
There's lots of fashion. The Siren of Sussex is my Victorian romance, my latest one. It's coming out January 11th, so not that far away now. It's coming out. Maybe we'll have to cancel that part. I realize I just said the same thing. It's coming out January 11th, and it's set in 1862 London. Mm-hmm. It features Ahmed Malik, who's a brilliant half Indian tailor, and he's hoping to expand his client list so that he's not just making riding habits, because in that era, the best riding habits were made by tailors, mm-hmm. not dressmakers. So he's the hero, and Evelyn Maltravers is a country blue stocking come to London for her first season, and she calls on Ahmed at his shop, hoping he'll make her one of his famous riding habits, and that's how they meet, and it's sort of through their collaboration and the mutual respect they have for each other's skills that the romance first develops. And it's not an easy romance, because they're not of the same class, mm-hmm. they're not of the same race. And so there are a lot of obstacles, but, as they navigate them, there's also lots of gorgeous gowns.
So what was the seed of inspiration? Like, what led you to start writing about this, you know, this book?
Ahmed Malik is a character who was a supporting character in my Parish Orphans of Devon series. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think how to describe him without giving too much of his history, but in the book that he's in, A Modest Independence, you do see that he has this talent for making dresses. Mm-hmm. And specifically, he's able to tailor things in a way that really brings out a person's unique beauty. He's not just trying to force people into fitting a particular mold. He just has a talent for making women beautiful. And so I always knew that he was going to be a hero of a future book. And then during research, you know, I always pick up these little things when I'm researching for other stories or articles. And I read about the Pretty Horsebreakers, Victorian courtesans in London during this period, and their gorgeous habits, how they rode in Rotten Row. And so that was sort of the seed of inspiration to make the heroine an equestrian, not a courtesan, but one of the women during that era, the young women who, when they came to London, tried to copy the courtesan style, because a lot of women actually did that, trying to get noticed, because the courtesans drew a crowd in Rotten Row, which is where people rode. And so it was just a way to get noticed during the season when a lot of people were staring at these really fashionable courtesans on their horses.
I love this. And so what sparked joy for you in the past couple years?
You know, the past couple years have been hard with the pandemic, and I've had a lot of illness in my family. I always escape into books, either reading them or writing them. So definitely reading books. I'm lucky that I get some in advance. So I get to read some things before they come out. One of the books I read recently that I felt was really joyful and almost, I don't want to call it soothing, because it wasn't without excitement, but just something about it. It was like watching Pride and Prejudice or Sense and Sensibility, you know, a BBC historical costume drama. And it's Susanna Lane's Miss Lattimore's List. And I think that just came out earlier this year. But I really enjoyed that. It just had so much of the things I love about the Regency era, you know, the manners and the courtship rituals and the verbal jousting, all set against this very elegant backdrop. It was really enjoyable.
Oh, I'm going to add that to my list. Do you have any other recommendations you want to share, or do you not have
I'm always reading something. I made a few notes of ones that I read most recently, because I always am better at remembering the things that I read closest to me. But so I don't have just one particular genre that I read. I'll read most anything. I was thinking about this the other day, and I realized that I'm probably the only genre that I don't really read is Westerns. I don't think I've ever read a Western, but I know. I was like, you know, Lonesome Dove or Larry McMurtry. I've never read any of those, but I love everything else. And I read for the night, I did a 19th century one, a World War One novel, and then a World War II novel. So the 19th century novel was Jane in the Year Without a Summer by Stephanie Barron. And it's a mystery, actually, but it's set during the Regency. And Jane Austen is actually sort of an amateur detective.
Ooh.
But it comes out, gosh, just in a few months. I think it might be out in February. But my gosh, it is just so good. You could almost feel like you were reading something that Jane Austen actually wrote. It was really good. And then I just finished a World War One historical romance. It's actually more historical fiction. And it was called The Woman at the Front by Alicia Cornwall. And that was about a woman doctor during World War One, at a time when, you know, there were not very many women doctors going to war. And when she sees her chance to go actually to the front, she goes, and all the things that happened to her there. And I thought it was fascinating, and there was some romance in it, but yeah, I read it so fast because I just couldn't put it down. And the final book is The Mozart Code, which is World War II. And that one's coming out in March, and that's a historical romance, set in Vienna, which has some of the most beautiful writing. You feel like you're actually in Vienna. It's so lush and descriptive. It's by Rachel McMillan. I'm not sure if I already said that, but I like to call her books, they're just like a very inexpensive ticket to visit another country. Yeah. Because you really feel like you're there in her stories. They're so beautiful. But yeah, I could go on and on, but I'll stop at three.
I love these recommendations. I love the book set in Vienna, because I feel like I haven't read that. And it's like traveling around the world. Like, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's really nice. It's like inexpensive world travel, time travel, because you get to go back into the past. Yeah. But I love when an author can really capture the atmosphere like that, that you, when you're reading it, you just get sucked in, you feel like you're there. And not everyone can do it, but when you find authors that can, it's really special.
That's amazing. So tell us where you can find you online.
I am mainly in three places, or I guess four places, including my website. Mm-hmm. I'm at mimimatthews.com on my website. And at Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Mimi Matthews Esquire, mm-hmm. and just ESQ, and on Facebook at Mimi Matthews Author. And I do update pretty regularly in all those places. And I'm pretty responsive. If somebody tweets to me, I usually try to answer. So I love to talk to other readers.
I love this. Thank you, Mimi, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.